Let's talk a little bit more about matzah and then start talking about chametz and bedikas chametz. So when you do have a choice of different types of matzah, there's five different grains. Wheat is considered the most preferable. It's the most available out there as well. And the reason why it's most preferable is most people like it. And therefore, it's considered litei avin. It's a hiddur mitzvah to eat something that you're going to enjoy. Somebody that cannot have wheat due to health concerns, allergies, etc., they're allowed to have any one of the other five grains. But it should be chosen, the one that gives them the most pleasure, the one that they'll appreciate the most. Somebody that just wants to avoid wheat because of, you know, official health preferences, whatever, but agreeably they would say that they enjoy wheat better, they should do what they enjoy better and not make their dietary or other concerns and health policies, and they should do what they enjoy best, because the mitzvah of matzah, at least for the first two sedarim, should be done litei avin. It's the only mitzvah d'oraisa that we still have a positive mitzvah commandment with regards to eating. So therefore it should be taken very seriously and be done litei avon, with appetite. The second Seder has the same halach as the first Seder, even though the second night of Pesach in Chutz Lo'aretz is Dirabanan. However, Dirabanan enacted it to have very, very similar dinim to the first night as well. And therefore, matzah shmura, just like we're makbid, shmura mishas ketzira, from the time of harvest for the first Seder, the same applies to the second Seder, and the same thing with all things involved. We should try to keep the second Seder as much as we did the first Seder, both with regards to Shmura Matzah and everything else as well. Using matzah from previous year's leftovers. So it's questionable if that's considered shomer. If you know that you kept the matzah sealed and packed away with all your matzah stuff without any chance of anything falling into it, moisture, and you check it to make sure no bugs got in there, then it is shomer. It remains shomer, bishas ketzira, and it's perfectly okay to use for the seder. If it's not going to be so tasty, you're back to having a problem with litei avon. If it was left around, just happens to be that, you know, hey, it's still in the box, why not use it? That may be lacking the mitzvah of shemura and should not be used for the Seder. One more thing about matzah, and that is, we spoke about matzah gezula, stolen matzah, or matzah that's not your own. It comes to question, what happens if you taka have old matzah? Or let's say you got a matzah delivery and it turns out it was someone else's delivery. You picked it up, it got delivered. Some people in the olden times, they would bake their dough in public ovens, and different people were putting in their doughs, and it could get exchanged. There's a concern of getting somebody else's matzah, and without express permission for you to use the other person's matzah, you're running into a problem of gezel, or at least something that was not actually given to you to be owned, so it's not your matzah. And therefore, it's important to say before Pesach, when there's a concern of these types of things, of deliveries and exchanges, anyone that may for some reason have my matzah is fully acquired to them, they have, should keep it, gives them to hate, they should have my matzah and it should become theirs. And you hope that they would reciprocate and do the same thing, that whatever matzah you're eating, hopefully it is your own. If in case not, they should be giving permission as well for you to be eating their matzah, not to be eating their matzah actually, but for their matzah to become yours, so it should be considered your matzah for Pesach. Okay, let's start talking about chametz. Chametz is the fermentation of the five grains. When the grains interact with the microbes or whatever it is, and it starts chemically changing the grains, and it starts getting puffy and it rises, you don't actually have to visibly notice it. The fermentation process, once it's being left for a little while without being busy, it ferments, it sours, it's machmitz, that's chametz. Sour is when it's so sour that it's inedible. That's what we call a sourdough starter. Both of them, if you would have a kazayas of it, you're going to be chayiv kares. If you just own it, it's a loisase. So this, we're going to have to get into this, talking about what exactly we're searching for on Pesach, what we have to do if somebody's traveling ahead of time or renting other people's property. Well, let's first understand chametz itself. So something just to keep in mind as we blend and go from matzah into chametz is an interesting thing, rice. For those people that eat rice, Sephardim, there's no problem. They don't have the minig against kidneys. Rice is actually something that's discussed in the Gemara. And even though it seems to the naked eye that what happens to rice when it comes into contact with water is seems to be the exact same thing as what happens to the five grains, the Gemara calls it sirchein. Instead of rice fermenting, it's called that the rice is decomposing. It gets fluffy and soft and it puffs out a little bit. but it's not actual fermentation that is souring it. It's just turning into sirka, and it's like it's rotting. It's getting ruined. And therefore, rice is not something that could become chametz, and therefore rice cannot also be used for matzah. Only something that could become chametz, if it's left around, it can be used for matzah to be yotza the mitzvah. An interesting thing about rice, and we'll close with this, is that if you mix rice powder with a little bit of wheat flour, even if it's a majority of rice, the fermentation that takes place in the wheat could affect the rice, and the entire thing will end up being matzah. You'll have, let's say, 80% rice matzah, and that could work. For those that have kidneys, technically, they can make a mostly rice matzah that has a little bit wheat in it as well. It would ferment, and if it's left alone for a while, it'll become chametz. If it's baked properly, it will be matzah. Those that don't have kidneys cannot have that, because chametz, matzah, it's none of the above. It will just be kidneys. But when rice is alone, it does not ferment, and the Sfardim, who hold that there's no problem of kidneys, they don't have a problem technically of chametz. It cannot become chametz alone without being mixed with other grains, and Ashkenaz will have to avoid it because of kidneys.